63-45, the final this afternoon as Manhattan High takes care of business in beating Newton to capture the fourth-place trophy at the Hays City Shootout. Troy Coverdell joined now by Benji George as the Indians with the victory today sit at 2-1. But you get into that third day of tournament play, and it does get rough on guys.
Yeah, one of my quotes is it gets messy. You know, basketball's a messy game, and day three is awful messy. And it takes every motivational speech and ounce of energy giving, to try to breathe life into guys. And I thought our guys handled it pretty well. You kind of just know on day three around the rim, you miss shots you feel like you should make. We struggled with free throw shooting, but we grinded it out. And we still put up 63 points and played with great, great pace. But I liked it. On some level, our players weren't satisfied. They feel like they left a lot out there. And, and when we have that, if you're not satisfied, then we have something we can build on.
The point of that ball game, probably that rankles them the most, was giving up the 10-0 run that saw this game get tied at 23 as you closed in on halftime. You took care of business, though, to be able to outscore them the rest of the way, 10-2.
Yeah, I think it's, on some level, it's just where we got to be. You know, it's a maturity thing, and we're getting there. But, we get up 21-8, and then I think maybe the human nature mentality creeps in of, oh, this is going to be easy. And, I've just been telling guys that winning consistently is one of the hardest things you'll ever take on. And it got really hard then. But we responded really well. I like how we started, the second half. And my biggest thing was, again, belief. The first half, it was, I can't make a free throw. I can't make a shot. I can't. And you can't play basketball that way. You have to have true belief in your own ability. We talked about that at halftime, and I thought we played with a lot more confidence in the second half.
One of the things that really did impress me through this was your ball management. Specifically, Miles Braxmeyer had three passes right off the top of my head where he sends it down the floor, and how he got it to a teammate, I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's just perfect for how we want to play. And, he's one of the highest IQ players I've ever coached. He sees two and three plays ahead. You're not going to outsmart him. I thank the world of Miles. And, think back to last night. He's probably responsible for half the points scored on the floor, and he never took a shot. Mm-hmm. And how much humility does it take for a kid to be able to play that way and completely control everything we do and pick and choose, when he chooses for himself to score? And his decision-making today I thought was really good. He wasn't satisfied. He was angry. He turned the ball over a couple times there late, and I love that. We can build on that.
You turn around and you have to make the trip right back out here on Tuesday night to match up with a very good Hays High team.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. The kids probably love it. As coaches, we're thinking, it's a grind. But, it can go one of two ways. And my message to the team is, let's just not make it a choice. Let's come out here and compete and give it all we got. And I think our guys will. I think they'll be excited for the opportunity.
And the fact of the matter is, it's always nice to leave with hardware. And you've got that trophy to take home.
Yeah, the goal is to always get two wins out of a tournament. It's hard to do. You get that third win, that's the cherry, on top. But you go home with two wins out of a tournament and so many more game reps than other teams in the state right now. We're going home better off for it. And I'm really proud of our guys and our program this weekend.
Congratulations. Nice job today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Benji George joining us after the Indians take the victory this afternoon over Newton by the final of 63-45. Again, earlier today, the girls also victorious by a 43-18 mark over Thomas More Prep. And that puts an end to the Hays City Shootout for the Indians this year as they both go 2-1 and take home fourth place hardware from here at Hays Middle School. Thanks to Bill Williams at the controls for this brief bit this afternoon. My thanks to you for joining us both online and on air here as we close things out today from Hays Middle School and our 3 days with the Hays City Shootout. I'm Troy Coverdale. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.